Today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Mike Kennan is with us this morning. Mike is the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Today is, today we're going to do a lot of testing and things as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Folks will hear that tornado drill that'll go on as we all test our systems. You guys have been working on testing and making sure everything is up to snuff again. Is that a process? Do things kind of go sour over the winter sometimes with some of the warning systems?
Yeah, it's good to test them early in the season. We don't want to find out they're not working on this initial test that we're doing today.
Yeah, I noticed you sent out a note here a week or so ago about, was it Atlantic, Lewis, Griswold? Are those the communities?
Yeah, and Marnie as well.
Oh, Marnie, okay. And they're all doing siren testings on Fridays?
Yeah, and I think those went pretty well.
Yeah, it's nice to have the tests that... at least you can test those on a weekly basis, so you kind of know. You never know when those things will go. How much do you depend on the folks that live in those areas to make sure those sirens are working? Do you get calls now and again?
Emergency management isn't specifically responsible for the sirens. Each of the cities are. So we do pass that along. Generally we get a few calls, especially just throughout the year, and they'll say, that siren is not working for us in this particular location, and I can pass that on to the cities.
Sure. Okay. We all work together.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Severe Weather Awareness Week now. This is a time where we're supposed to focus a little bit on the changing seasons. Yeah. We live in Iowa. We know what the weather can be like in the spring and in the summer months. So why do we have to refresh our memories? Why is it important for us to go through that process?
Well, it's important because it can really sneak up on us, and people just forget about severe weather, and we don't want that first incident to be something that may hurt somebody because they just weren't listening or paying attention.
How important is it to sit down with family and just kind of talk, especially with younger children, talk about what the expectations are should something happen?
Well, it's very important. The reaction time that you have in an event is just a few seconds. So you can't come up with a plan on the fly. You better have something in place to begin with, so everybody's on the same page. You can get to that location that you need to be in order to be safe.
Sure. Are there certain messages that you hope to get across during Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Well, yeah, when you're thinking about those tornado warnings, where is that location going to be? And we'd like to keep it as simple as possible. Get to the lowest level in the structure you're at. Get in an interior room. Cover up with something. Bring a blanket with you. Get under a table. Those are the simple rules that we try to instill in people so they don't overthink it. But have that location in mind before something strikes.
Is there a specific location that's better than others with regard to, say, tornadoes, for example? We always used to hear like the southwest corner of the basement would be the best place.
Yeah, and it seems like they've gone away from that. Get into an interior room. Put as many walls between you and the outside.
Stay away from windows.
Correct.
All common sense things.
Exactly.
It's nice to be underneath something sometimes, but other times if there are a lot of other things around that could end up on top of you, maybe not so much.
Right.
It just kind of depends. But look at all those different things. Warning systems, we talk about like with sirens and things, but warning systems have really evolved with technology. There's so many different ways for you to get the word out to people.
Right. We have that old-fashioned weather radio, and people still use those. It can wake the dead when those go off, but that's a good and bad. That's why some people put them away and don't use them. But break them out and use them. They come right from the Weather Service. That information. We also can get local emergency alerts on your cell phone, and everybody's carrying a cell phone with them generally. So, and we can bring out just more than just weather alerts, but it does get weather alerts right into your hand. We can, alert you from any number of things. There can be a hazardous material, something happening in your area, or something like a convict loose in your area that you need to be watching out for, and maybe shelter in place.
Sure. And email alerts, those text alerts, they've been available now for a few years. Have folks
exactly.
been pretty good about signing up?
You know, we have about 1,500 subscribers. You, obviously, there's a lot more phones than 1,500.
That's
in,
about
in this
10%
county.
Of the population.
So we would love to see more people sign up for those alerts. And it's simple. You can go to our Cass County webpage. There's a link right on the webpage. You can go to my emergency management Facebook page. There's a link right there. I believe KJN at one time anyway had a link right on their homepage as well. So their links are out there, and they can call me specifically. I'm at 254-1500. It's my phone number.
It's real easy to sign up.
Yep. Real easy, and you can kind of pick and choose what you want to be notified of. And if you have a family member that, say, lives in Messina and you live in Atlantic, you can choose to get Messina. You just customize it however works for you best.
Yeah, and it doesn't take any time to do that. It really doesn't. It's an easy process. I've done it. I did it when it first came out.
Great.
It's nice to have, but it's a little disappointing to hear those are all the numbers. I mean, we've got over 15,000 people live in the county. There's a lot of room for improvement there.
Yeah, and I understand people getting bombarded. I mean, if you have a child in school, you sign up for something, and so there's different. There's a lot of people asking for. Information from your phone. But boy, I think you really should consider getting the emergency alerts for Cass County. We just occasionally we will put that alert on this Wednesday morning. We will do that as well, test that as well.
You bet. That's one of the reasons we're talking about this today, is we'll have some of those testings again today. You'll be hearing the sirens later on this morning. If you're signed up for those email and text alerts, you'll be receiving those, as Mike mentioned, because there'll be that tornado drill event again here today. We participate in that. You folks participate in that. We all check our systems to make sure everything's working and transferring the way it should. We want all the relays to work. But folks at home should take that seriously, too. They shouldn't just hear it and think, oh, it's just another drill. We don't have to worry too much about it. They should take those things seriously.
Absolutely. And if you can't specifically go and, get into that location that you need to be in, at least think about what you might do. Think about things you do in your normal life and where you are, where you generally go at certain times, and think about where would be a good location for me to go, so you're not thinking about it at the last second when something does occur.
And not just at home, wherever you happen
exactly.
to be. A lot of the different facilities, whether they be schools, whether they be care facilities, hospitals, things like that, they all have plans and they all do drills and stuff so folks know where they're supposed to be. What about where you work? Maybe where you work has changed from last year at this time. Do you know where you're supposed to go? What about communicating back and forth if something happens during the day when you're at work, your spouse is at work, the kids are in school? How do you know you're all safe? What happens if something happens to a cell tower? There's so many questions that come up.
That's right. I mean, and you can get a lot of really good information out there if you look things up. And maybe you talked about cell phones. Maybe you have a grandparent that lives in in Omaha or somewhere away that you can touch base with. You may not be able to talk to somebody across town, but you each can talk to that grandparent that you know that if we can't get a hold of you, you can touch base. Also, you can text people. Texting will go through when calls will not. So that's another opportunity to think about. If you can't call somebody, texting them may get through.
Okay, very good. Lots of issues to discuss and think about. We want you to stay safe and be able to know that your loved ones are safe, too, in case something happens. We always think we've been pretty lucky. We haven't had too many catastrophic events here in our immediate area. Some folks have not been quite so lucky, though, and it doesn't take, it just takes that one event. You want to be prepared for it. So take that seriously today and think about those issues as we go through our drills as well. And think about getting signed up for those email and text alerts, because they are very handy. Mike, thanks for coming by.
All right. Thanks for having me.